for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As international attention centers on Venezuela and the United States, uncertainty still grips everyday life inside Venezuela. Then, a ministry leader shares what has to happen before regime change will come to Iran. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Venezuela, where people across the country have largely sheltered in place following the United States' abduction of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores on Saturday. Transworld Radio's Annabelle Muscarella says,
Sunday, some churches didn't have services, but most people just went out to buy food and medicines and some gas because that they can be ready for anything that could happen.
On Monday, Maduro and Flores pled not guilty to drug and weapons charges in a New York City court. Their next hearing is set for March 17th. Also on Monday, the United Nations Security Council called an emergency meeting in New York. Delegates from China, Russia, and Colombia condemned the U.S.'s military actions as illegal. Other members stressed the need to uphold international law. So please pray earnestly for political leaders.
Because they need wisdom to make the right decisions for the people.
Pray, too, for strength for churches and pastors in Venezuela, who Muscarella says persevere.
They need so much wisdom and discernment to guide the church.
Get the full story at our website about the gospel ministry of Radio Transmundial Venezuela, a Spanish branch of Transworld Radio. Then in North Korea, being a Christian puts a target on your back. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains that in North Korea, the Kim family is viewed as divine.
When you come in and say, I am not a follower of the Kim family, I'm a follower of Jesus, it's not just, well, hey, that's a foreign religion, or hey, you know, we don't really practice Christianity here. It literally is treason, because that message undermines the government. If Jesus is Lord, then the Kim family is not Lord.
Because the regime openly views Christianity as a threat, Nettleton tells us.
That's why you see the intense persecution of Christian brothers and sisters. That's why you see not just the person who's found with a Bible arrested and sent to a labor camp, but also their parents and their children.
Despite this, efforts to reach North Koreans who are inside and outside of the country remain steadfast.
We simply need to pray for God to sustain his people, to give them creativity in the way that they share the gospel, to sustain their faith as they are often very, very isolated and may never meet with more than one or two other believers, maybe in their lifetime.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Iran's currency changes promise more pain for consumers as economic protests continue. Store shelves emptied and food prices spiked as the rial fell to record lows yesterday. Surprisingly, though, the Iranian regime appears restrained and ready to offer relief to its people. However, Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnos says real change is unlikely.
They may promise some reform, but the core problem is not going to go away. And that is crushing sanctions, deep-rooted corruptions, and then the security-first approach that they have for the budget.
Shopkeepers in Tehran took to the streets December 28th when the rial collapsed to its lowest rate in months. While widespread, current protests lack revolutionary power.
This wave on its own isn't likely to topple the regime, not yet. History tells us that bringing down an authoritarian system like Iran, it requires usually three things to align at the same time.
First, protests have to shake the economy. Second, the movement needs a unifying leader. And third, there must be
real cracks into the security system. Units refusing orders, at least hesitation when they're told to fire on crowds.
Iranians are desperate for hope. Ask God to put his words in the mouths of Heart for Iran's operators, who point callers to the Prince of Peace.
Our call center is ready literally 24/7.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.